Hello everyone, it's Carl here, and before we get started with this week's episode, I just wanted to say a special thank you to you, the listeners. Today marks 100 episodes of the Weight Loss Warrior podcast, and this is something I'm both extremely proud of, but also grateful for, because if it wasn't for you guys who listen and show your support and get in touch and become guests on the show, none of this would be possible. Now, I started this back in 2022 as a way to reach people who are on a weight loss journey and maybe would benefit from extra motivation and support. The podcast now reaches thousands of people every single week who enjoy listening to the Weight Loss Warriors share their success stories. And it's the new Weight Loss Warriors who are succeeding and have been while listening to the podcast that really makes the difference for me. So thank you again for your support. Thank you for helping to make this possible. And I really look forward to the next 100 episodes of the Weight Loss Warrior podcast with you. Now, on to the show.
Losing weight isn't easy, and some days we can feel like we need some extra help. Welcome to the Weight Loss Warrior podcast, the show where we share inspiring real-life success stories from normal, everyday people like you and I. Listen to how each of our guests managed to overcome their personal challenges to lose the weight they wanted, as they talk about the secrets to their success and give great advice that you can benefit from. Become part of our tribe and use the Weight Loss Warrior podcast as your source of motivation and support to help you on your weight loss transformation. And now, your host and friend, Carl Radley.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weight Loss Warrior podcast with me, Carl, your host, and special guest, Ro from Macclesfield near Manchester. Ro, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
This is quite a special episode for me. And Ro, I'm very glad that you're here to join me on it and share your story, because I think it's very inspiring from, you know, the conversations we've had and the fact that you're a listener of the Weight Loss Warrior podcast as well. But it's special because this is the 100th episode. And when I started the podcast, I quite honestly didn't know what would happen. I certainly didn't imagine getting to episode 100. I didn't really know what result would be. But as a result of the podcast, it helps people. I've now found a love for coaching. And yeah, here's to the next 100. And you're, I think, only the second guest who has lost weight with the Courtney Black app that I've had on the show. The previous one was Claire. So it's really good to have another and a different perspective of somebody on the show and giving their weight loss success story. So why don't we start by you telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Ro. I am 32 and I'm from Macclesfield in Cheshire. I live with my partner and my two cats, Luffy and Zorro. I work two jobs. I work at Tesco and I'm a hairdresser. So I'm very busy because I work 6 days a week and I just have a Sunday off. But as long as I I'm organised, I'm fine.
Okay.
I enjoy what I do, and that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the questions I'll probably ask you a bit later on is the fact that we've been so busy with work, just finding the time to live a healthy life or be on a weight loss journey, because it doesn't have to be time consuming, but it is something you have to plan for, I think, and maybe that's what it comes down to.
I think that was probably one of my excuses before, to be honest, that I didn't have time, but actually you do if you make it.
Fair enough. So you have lost, like I said, 5 stone. Congratulations for that. It's fantastic. And I'd love to know more about that. But first, as we normally do on the show, would you mind telling us a bit more about life before losing weight and, you know, your journey being overweight and leading up to the decision to actually make a change in your life?
Actually always been interested in exercise, and I've sort of thought I led a reasonably healthy lifestyle, really. I've had a personal trainer in the past, so I used to go to the gym, and then life just carried on, really, and work and everything. And like I say, I got busy, and I think that's what stopped me. So I started sort of putting the weight on slowly, really, without realizing, sort of having the chocolate on an evening and the ice cream, and not really, and convenience as well, just coming home and making things like jars. I didn't really realize until it was too late what I was doing. My mum kind of did mention that I was putting weight on. And you know what that's like when somebody else mentions it. It's hard to take, isn't it? Like,
of course.
When somebody tells you. So I didn't really pay much attention to it, as it were. And I moved in with my partner. We bought a house, I think it's 5 years ago now. So, yeah, we were just getting on with life, really, and going to work and coming home, and that was the problem. We weren't really doing much of anything else.
Understood. And this is, so common. And not trying to sound like a show-off because I don't live in the UK anymore, but in the UK especially, I saw, and myself, my own experience would be you'd go to work midweek, you'd come home, TV would go on, you'd have your dinner and go to bed. And that was pretty much it. And I think that the majority of, I won't say majority, I don't know, so I'm kind of guessing. And please, anybody who's listening to this wants to call me out and challenge it, please do. But I would say a high majority of people spend their midweek like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's most people even have, you know, your TV programs in order right way through up till bedtime, Monday to Friday. And I kind of think that that's been done on purpose. So, you know, make TV addicting for convenience. You're tired. It's dark or miserable outside, maybe, especially during winter. Luckily now spring's here. So it's very normal, I think, to have this kind of lifestyle. And so for you, Ro, I guess, like you said, until it was too late, but at what point did you realize and then think to yourself, and how did you feel when you had that realization that you had gained weight?
So I wouldn't say I actually realized as such. What happened was, it was during the COVID lockdown. And I know you've spoken quite a bit about this on the podcast, because obviously, like you said, I'm a listener. So I've noticed that there is quite a lot of lockdown weight loss people, I suppose. I actually got a phone call fairly earlier on in the COVID pandemic from my doctors to go for my COVID vaccination. And I did tell people that had this phone call, and they were sort of saying, oh, that's a bit odd. It's quite early, isn't it? They're doing like sort of the older ages at the moment. They're not sort of doing your age group. I didn't actually ever tell anybody, and this is the first time I'm telling anybody actually, that I did actually ask why I was called up so early. And it was because of my weight. And I didn't know. I honestly just didn't know. But I just didn't think I was that big, that it was going to be a problem, that they thought that I'd get COVID and I'd end up seriously ill because of my weight.
And thank you for sharing that. That's really brave to share it. And, you know, it's very much like us two having a conversation, but obviously our listeners will probably appreciate the honesty there as well. And I'm guessing that hit you differently to when your mum mentioned that she had noticed you'd gained a bit of weight, because obviously it's from the doctors and you tend to take that more seriously. And not only that, it's almost without emotion, isn't it? It's like the doctors, they're the authority, and they tell you, okay, you're at high risk. So did you go and have the injection early then?
I did, yeah. So I went for the vaccination, and that's when I asked why I was called up. So that was fine, and I have had COVID and I haven't been seriously ill.
That's great to know as well. And so then, was that the trigger for you then to actually start losing weight?
Yeah, it was. So at that point, I then started researching personal trainers in the area. And as I say, I have had one. I did have a personal trainer when I was younger, actually, a couple of years ago. But she's moved out of the area, so it wasn't possible to go back to her. So I started doing a little bit of research on Facebook, actually, and had a look for a female personal trainer in the area, and a name came up quite often on Facebook groups and things, you know, and it was Carla Gilder Fitness. So I went on her page and had a look, and I thought, oh, she looks really interesting, the classes look good. So I sent her a message, and we got chatting, and then about a week later, I went and met her and I started having personal training with her. So from then, I started having the personal training with her, and she also does group classes. So I started doing them with my mum. My mum's been a big help all the way along. Although she told me that I was getting bigger, she meant it. I knew that she meant it in the nicest way possible. she was always trying to look out for me as the best that she can. And she actually enjoys going to the gym as well. In fairness, it's not something that she doesn't enjoy, and she still comes with me now. So then a few months down the line, Carla introduced me to NutriCheck. So I started tracking my calories on NutriCheck, but nothing was really happening because I was actually just eating the same as I was previously. So although I was now exercising, I wasn't really getting anywhere. I then left it maybe a few more months after that, really, and then joined the Courtney Black app. I found him on Instagram. I found a few different people, like Claire, actually, and a few of us on Instagram that were they're following the Courtney Black app. And they were inspiring, really, and the foods that they were making and things like that, it all looked really good. So I joined the app, and I didn't actually have the confidence or probably the fitness, really, to do any of Courtney's workouts at the time. I just felt like they'd be too much for me. So I didn't actually do any of the workouts till the following January.
Okay.
And just followed the recipes on the app.
I mean, that's quite a lot and a very interesting journey, because, you know, you started off with a personal trainer, which I think is fantastic because it can get you started, especially if you're not too sure what to do or how you should be doing that and get the exercise in. But then knowing how important nutrition and diet is as part of day-to-day life, but also for weight loss, it's so key. And I think the NutriCheck app is fantastic. It's very much a UK-based one, I think.
Yeah.
I use MyFitnessPal, and that's very similar, and that works just as well. And knowing Courtney Black's app and her profile on Instagram and the work she does also in schools to help educate children, I do have a lot of admiration and respect for what she does. I think it's very good. And having spoken to Claire about that as well, it seems like a long time ago now. It was a long time ago now. But knowing that, you know, there's obviously a whole plan that you can follow. And, you know, a lot of people say that she's like a bit like the female Joe Wicks. And
yeah, so, definitely.
You know, there's recipes, there's workout plans. So you can really take that on and then reach any goal that you have. And so by this point, when you started with the Courtney Black app, had you already lost some weight? You said that things hadn't really been happening, but I'm guessing you would be getting fitter during that time.
Yes, I was definitely getting fitter. I had lost a little bit of weight. I seem to think it was maybe about a stone I'd lost at that point. Not much compared to the 5, but yeah.
Good start.
It was.
For sure.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's been slow the whole time, really, Carla. I've lost sort of probably a pound a week, really, which I know is good, don't get me wrong. It's sustainable, isn't it? That's the point.
Absolutely. And not only that, it sounds as though you've built this into your day-to-day lifestyle. So it's not as if you've just started a crash diet or doing something for a short period of time. It's almost as if you've established the things, the processes that you want to follow. And then almost the weight loss has come as a result of that.
Yeah.
And tell me a bit more about the recipes that you were following. So you were calorie tracking and the recipes. Was it a big difference from what you were eating before?
No, to be honest, I've tried to sort of find recipes of my favourites, really. There's hundreds of recipes on the app. So usually you can make a weekly plan on the app. So I usually make a weekly plan, and then that creates me a shopping list that I can then use to buy all my stuff for the week. But yeah, there's fakeaways on there. So I usually make usual favourites, really. Shepherd's pie, spag bol, things like that. It's just making it yourself rather than using jar sauces. I make burgers quite a lot with beef mince, obviously using 5% beef mince, spray olive oil rather than a bottle of olive oil and
it
just pour
it
in. Things like that. I mean, like a bolognese sauce, it's so easy to make when you know how to do it, isn't it? Like, rather than buying a jar, it's almost as quick, really.
For sure. And there's that sense of doing something a bit healthier and also that pride of making your own food, learning to cook. But I think one of the things that's really, really great about this is the fact that you don't feel like you are missing out. You are not eating foods that you don't enjoy. It sounds as though you're eating everything that you enjoyed before, but just a bit more mindful about the quantities and the preparation of it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think there has been times where I've sort of restricted myself in a way, and then I've ended up like sort of going a bit off track. That's nothing major. It's more of a learning curve of knowing that I'm tracking my calories and I can have something if I want it. It doesn't have, I'm not trying to eat clean sort of thing. I can have, if I feel like something, I can have it.
Of course. And I think that's key as well, isn't it? Because long term, you don't want to feel like you're punishing yourself. And it has to be, you mentioned the word earlier, sustainable. So have you, you said that you've lost, you know, a pound a week on an ongoing basis, but have there been periods during that time? In fact, let me ask, when did you begin this journey in terms of weight loss? I didn't ask that earlier.
So I started in September 2020. And then I'd lost about half a stone by March 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 5 stone mark came last year, actually, probably about June.
Fantastic. So coming up for a year since you lost 5 stone. And so I guess first I would ask you, the weight that you lost coming off a pound at a time, was that consistent, or did you have any moments during that journey in which you found it more difficult, where you would gain weight, holidays, Christmas, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there was times I did have holidays and things, and I did gain, yeah. And then there was other weeks where I had sort of bigger losses in a way, like 3 or 4 pounds rather than just a pound. But yeah, I've never lost like a significant amount of weight in a week. And it's always been just sort of like,
well, 3 or 4 pounds in a week, that's, you know, that's not bad. It's good. But it sounds a bit more like slow and steady for yourself.
It was, yeah.
And it's definitely not linear, is it? There will be weeks. And the reason I'm saying this, because I think a lot of people, when losing weight, there's a fear of having a week in which there is a gain or the scales don't go down.
Yeah.
And that feeling of, am I failing? Am I going to undo all my hard work? It's quite, I'd say, distracting, but also disheartening as well.
It is, yeah.
So how did you keep yourself, I don't want to say motivated, because I know you're not always motivated on this kind of journey, but how did you keep yourself on track overall?
I would say Carla, my personal trainer, helped me the most with that. If I'm having a really bad week, I still have personal training with her now as well, by the way. That's not ended. So she just helps me keep on track. If I'm having a bad week, we sort of just check in and we have a chat and she sort of screws my head back on.
So that accountability and support there has been really important for you.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. And I guess the other thing as well is, for a lot of people, the food that they eat on a program, you can very much be on plan or off plan. And, you know, I'm thinking of things like Weight Watchers or Slimming World or Cambridge Diet, where you literally follow those things or you don't. Because you're not tracking calories, there's kind of restrictions there.
Yeah, I have joined Slimming World in the past, actually. And if I'm honest, I probably joined Slimming World about 6 times before I lost this 5 stone on and off over the years. But I think that was sort of the problem for me with it, really, that it was either on or off plan. And I just couldn't ever see it being a lifestyle for me.
Okay.
I mean, for other people, maybe
some. Oh, for sure.
But for me, I just couldn't ever see it being what I'd do for life. So.
Okay. And I think, you know, having had a lot of guests on here who've had a great amount of success with Slimming World, I think for a lot of people who I see on Instagram talking about it, though, I do feel that sometimes people don't look at other options or think that, you know, so like you said, you joined Slimming World 6 times because it may have worked in the beginning and you stopped, and then you wanted to lose weight. So you joined Slimming World again, it worked in the beginning and then it stopped. And so people go around in circles in some extent. And it's not just with Slimming World, it's with a number of things.
Yeah,
but I think
it is, definitely.
What it sounds like to me, Ro, is that you, by tracking your calories, you were able to just eat normal food. So it wasn't really being on plan or off plan. Now, obviously, there'd be times where you probably couldn't be bothered to track. I'm not sure if that's been the case for me at times where...
It is time-consuming tracking, and I can understand why people don't want to do that, actually, that they have to put all the things in the phone every day. And yeah, I can see why that's frustrating for people, and maybe with the likes of Slimming World or Weight Watchers, they don't really have to do that. The only thing they have to count is the points or the sins, and
exactly.
That's dead easy,
that's true.
Isn't it?
For sure.
So yeah, but there is still times where I can't be bothered to track, and I haven't tracked.
I don't know if you fall into the same trap as me, where I I think I know the amounts that I can use, like by eyeballing it.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll be like, yeah, that looks about right. And then over time, because it's something I particularly like, I always use the example of cheese because I love cheese. So I'll like weigh up my cheese, 30 grams in a pizza or whatever it is. Then over time, just use my hand and my handfuls get bigger and bigger and bigger until I like weigh it and it's like nearly 50 grams. It's like, okay, cool. Start weighing again now. Because that is easy. But I think just by weighing it every now and again, even if you don't do it daily, it still makes you a bit more self-aware.
And most definitely,
Another one for me is oil, olive oil. Yeah. Because obviously living in Spain, wow, they use oil for everything, but to fix your car, to wash your hair, in extreme cases. Although I did see it once. But, you know, I use oil for so many things. But when you're pouring it, it shocks me. Like, it's just free pouring, just like do-do-do-do-do, pouring it all in. But if you actually measure it, because it's so high in calories, don't get me wrong, it's great, but it's you have to be a bit careful. And it's these little things that if you don't control, you can actually undo or really slow your progress without realizing it. So it's little things like that why I began loving tracking so much, because you're educating yourself about food, you're learning about macronutrients. It was really, for me, an eye-opener and something that I felt like I could get on board with. So you continued losing your weight, pound a week, and then got to June last year and fantastically had lost 5 stone. And for you, was that always your goal, or was that for you, you just arrived to that weight and think, do you know what, I'm happy now?
Well, when I actually first sent Carla the messages after I found her on Facebook, she asked me how much weight I'd like to lose. And I actually said to her 6 stone that I'd like to lose. So no, I'm not quite there yet. But I would say I've sort of had maybe the last 6 months not really tracking. Not because I didn't want to. I don't know. I think I've just sort of gone through a bit of a period where I needed a bit of a break from thinking about it.
Of course.
So yeah, I've had a little bit of a break now. In the last sort of week or so, I've been back on it. I'm tracking and I plan to. We actually did a photo shoot in June last year. So that was to celebrate losing the 5 stone. And me and Carla were only talking yesterday actually about doing another photo shoot later on this year. So that's the goal at the moment.
Brilliant. That's really good. And it's good to have these goals.
Yeah, and, definitely. You
know, although I think there's always a danger only focusing on the amount lost as opposed to other things. I think it's better to support that with many other goals. But it sounds as though, you know, you reached 5, you've lost 5, which is a lot of weight to lose. And not only that, you are still exercising, you're healthy and fit. And looking at your Instagram, I can see, obviously, you do follow that lifestyle, which is healthy and fit. And ultimately, for me, it doesn't even, a number of losing 5 stone, whether it's 6 stone, it's how you feel in yourself.
Definitely.
And if you felt that it was time to have a break and now you want to get back to it and lose a bit more, I think you're protecting yourself by doing it that way than pushing yourself harder than perhaps was good at that moment.
Yeah, definitely. I've fully embraced the lifestyle. It's part of what I do now. I can't think of anything different. It's just automatic to go to the gym after I finish work and do a workout. It's automatic to go to my classes each week. It's just what I do.
So it's really become part of your identity.
Yeah, definitely.
And in the same way you can have bad habits, you can also adopt and create good habits. And it sounds as though you've really done that. In terms of, you know, the lifestyle and going to the gym and finding the right moment in the day to do that for you. So what is your plan then between now and the end of the year then in terms of weight loss? You said you want to get to another stone. How do you intend on doing that?
So I'm going back to tracking and I will be actually training for the Great North Run in September.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Do you do a lot of running?
I do a bit, yeah. I've done loads of 10Ks actually, and I did the Manchester 10K last year. I'm doing Race for Life in July this year, and then I'll be doing the Great North Run. So yeah, I am a runner. Yeah,
that's amazing, and congratulations as well for, you know, the other events you're doing. This I
thank you.
When you say Great North Run, it reminds me of Jake, who, and he's from your, I don't know exactly where, I can't remember where he's from exactly, but he was somebody who appeared as a guest on the show a while ago, and he's become a runner as a result of losing weight. And I mean, his progress has been fantastic, and he really takes part in, I think during the year this year, he's done like a different 10K every month or something, like as an event.
Yeah.
And I remember him doing the Great North Run last year, because it's one of the biggest runs in Europe,
yeah,
I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So I always said I wouldn't run any further than 10K, really. It'd have to, if I was to do a half marathon or a marathon, it'd have to be like a go big or go home kind of one.
And you've decided to go big.
Yeah. So
fantastic.
So my half marathon's the Great North Run, and if I do a marathon, I'm going to New York.
Wow. I just got back from there a little while ago. I mean, I probably walked the distance of a few marathons while I was there. Didn't do much running, if I'm honest with you. But I mean, some of these marathons, they are amazing, aren't they?
They are, and, yeah. You know, it's the atmosphere, definitely.
And I mean, once this podcast goes out, the London Marathon would have already been and gone, because that's coming up. And I still like watching it. And it's so inspiring seeing people. And
it is.
You look at people who aren't necessarily, I mean, I think you have to be a runner to do a marathon, but not typical athletes or runners. They're people who are just...
they're normal people, aren't they?
Exactly. People who have a goal, show some determination and really fight for it. And I think that's one of the like special things about these events, because it really does, everyone's in it together. It's a bit like going to the gym. You know, a lot of people are scared about it, but when you find yourself in there, you realize that everyone's supporting each other. And I think that's, you know, something really special. So we'll have to check in, Ro, and find out how you get on with that run a bit later. What I'd love to ask is, do you have any advice for people listening to the show today?
I would say just start. Even if it's just getting yourself out for a little walk or having a few more vegetables with your meals, maybe making something that you really enjoy. I think that's what's kept me going, really, always enjoying the foods that I actually like rather than trying to force myself to have something that I don't really enjoy. Try and make your favourites at home, because you can make them healthy. And you don't need loads of time. I'm busy, and you can just make them quite quickly and easily. So I would say just give it a little go and you'll get there.
I think that's amazing. Really, Ro, that's absolutely super. I mean, you said yourself you're busy. You've got two jobs. Is it Fluffy and Zorro to look after?
Luffy and Zorro.
Luffy?
Yeah.
Sorry, Luffy, if you're listening. but really fantastic, and you know, congratulations on your efforts. And
thank you.
I think for anybody who's listening now, it would be great to follow you on Instagram to look at this next part of your journey, because it sounds as though, you know, you're going to have some more achievements to celebrate. And for anybody who's maybe just getting started, it could be very helpful for them as well. So whereabouts do people find you on Instagram?
It's at ro_healthier_happier_fitter.
Perfect. As always, I'm going to put a link in the show notes there so people can come and find you. Ro, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. And thank you so much. One of the things I've loved the most about this episode, if I'm honest, is that you're a normal person who's done something really inspirational. And on the show, this is really about the people I'm trying to reach, people who are just sat there listening or walking. And we were joking earlier before hitting record about how surreal it is for me that somebody could be going for a walk in the morning or at work in the morning listening to this podcast. But if you are someone who wants to lose weight, if you are someone who's a bit stuck, then there is help available. There are people willing to support. And I'm sure that you wouldn't mind anybody getting in touch with you, would you?
No, of course I wouldn't. No, I'm happy to help anybody.
Fantastic. Because I think calorie counting especially is one that I think so many people would benefit from. But you do have to give it a go. You do need to get used to it. So maybe, you know, if anyone's listening and wants to try it, get in touch with myself, get in touch with Ro, and we'd be more than happy to help. Ro, thank you for being this week's Weight Loss Warrior.
Thank you.
It's been great speaking to you, and best of luck with the rest of your journey. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'd also like to say a big thank you to you, our listeners. I appreciate you joining us at the Weight Loss Warrior podcast and would love that you become part of our tribe. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast to never miss a new Weight Loss Warrior tell their story. We share brand new episodes every single Monday and Thursday and hope that you join us next time. You can also find us on Instagram, where we share great tips and advice on how you can lose weight in a safe and sustainable way. Simply search for Weight Loss Warrior podcast and follow us today. Remember, be kind to yourself and keep looking forward. You can achieve your goals.